When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And friends, we're back with Season 3, Mandalorian, the trailer, the breakdown.
I know, I told you earlier, I gotta do a quick rewatch of the first two seasons, because I'm so excited for the third.
We're on, like, major catch-up right now. We are literally trying to catch Lottie up as quick as we can on everything, so on all fronts. We have a plan for Rebels, Star Wars Rebels, and the rewatch coming forward. We really like it, and we're going to be tossing that at you guys here soon. So stay tuned for that as we get her caught up there. Because, I mean, questions arise.
Yeah.
When you see this, you're already asking me about Sabine.
Yeah.
Other Mandalorians. And we're in Season 3 right now of Rebels, so we can talk more about that later. So if you hear me kind of shifting away from that conversation, it's simply so we don't spoil too much for Lottie as she gets through with the rest of that. But this trailer was awesome. Jam-packed with some really cool stuff. We did a quick reaction over on the YouTube channel if you want to check that out. Go check that out. But essentially, our people are scattered.
Yeah.
So the people, the Mandalorians, have been scattered because Mandalore is destroyed. What you keep seeing there is sort of what the Empire did to this culture, to this people.
Yeah.
And they're warrior-like people.
Right.
They really could have been a force to be reckoned with if they were with the Rebel Alliance, right? Or if they... So you can see how, like, when Moff Gideon in Season 1, well, he's going to tell us more about what went down between him and Bo-Katan and how this faction didn't really pick a side, and that's why they're kind of wanderers. The people are scattered. They're bounty hunters, smugglers. They remind me, this is going to be a weird connection, but the dwarves of Erebor, who, when Smaug takes over the Lonely Mountain, right? And then they were a force to be reckoned with.
Right.
And then the people become scattered. There are other factions and kingdoms of
dwarves,
but it feels like that, right? They're kind of out and about, and they've lost their way, and they're seeking to reclaim their home world.
Right.
And how do you unite the Mandalorian people and enter the Darksaber? Moff Gideon had it before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now Din Djarin gets it. He tries at the end of Season 2 to hand it back to Bo-Katan. He says, here you go, take it back. And she's like, can't. And Moff Gideon's laughing because he knows that there is literally like no way she can do that. That was done, and I don't want to spoil too much, but she was given that saber before, handed it, it was handed to her. And you can't do that. You have to win it in battle.
Yeah.
You got to win it in combat. So that's why the people are scattered. The Empire destroyed them. Tons of cool Mandalorian gear in this, though. Right? What'd you think of all that?
That's what made me think of Sabine. You know, she's the creative, you know, part of the crew, and she's like, hers looks really special. And seeing all the different armors, I was like, what if Sabine is one of them? But
yeah.
Probably not, but
she could. I mean, absolutely.
It would be super cool to see her in.
I don't know. I don't want to say one way or another. Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely possible to get a reference to Sabine because she's a big part of that Mandalorian culture.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we know he's going back there. What we'll find there, what he's going to find, I mean, it's a city or it's a, yeah, I mean, it's a planet. It's a place that has been wrecked and destroyed. So I feel like he's going to really get a good sense of what the Empire did. And is there a way, I don't even know what it means to enter the waters of Mandalorian. Like, in the book of Boba Fett, it was said because he took his helmet off for Grogu, his face was seen by another. The only way to come back from that was to repent in the waters of Mandalore.
Yeah.
So you know, they're poisonous as far as we know, or the planet is not a planet. Yeah, it's been bombed. It's been wrecked. It's been destroyed. By the Empire. So they have to rebuild. It's almost like you scorch a planet or you do so much destruction. Think of like nuclear warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to just nuke this planet, then it's uninhabitable.
Yeah.
That way the people can't come back and they can't unite around that. So pretty rough, actually.
Yeah. But, and he says that you have to, I don't know if we're going, you know.
Oh, you're fine.
Scene by scene, but you also have to know how to navigate the galaxy or your way through the galaxy. So it's now become part of their life to be not nomads, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, it's almost become a part of the way, essentially, the children of the Watch have, as they spread out. I bet you're going to find that this other faction found a home among the stars in terms of the embracing the way of Mandalore and them all being protected by keeping their helmets on, securing their identities. You know, joining the Bounty Hunters Guild. Yeah. So the Armorer is going to be in opposition to Bo-Katan. The Armorer has been supporting Din Djarin and he's a part of their clan or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a showdown between those two because Din is a foundling himself. He was found by Mandalorian, so he's adopted into this way. The same as Grogu is a foundling and is now sort of adopted into the way. I know it's a little bit weird because
really know where Din came from.
I don't know if we actually have an exact planet, but let me check real quick.
Okay.
We do see in season one, I think, we do see him, you know, rescued or whatever by them. Right. So we definitely see there's season two maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he was a human male Mandalorian warrior during the era of the New Republic, which is what we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it says that he hailed from Akvatina, this planet, and he was orphaned during the end of the Galactic Republic. He was raised as a foundling by the Children of the Watch, an orthodox cult that had broken off from the mainstream Mandalorian society. Mm-hmm. So they are a sub group, right? They're a minority. They're a radical faction.
Yeah.
So, he's unaware of this, and he believes that all Mandalorians follow the Children of the Watch's belief. He doesn't even realize that the likes of Bo-Katan, who was like her sister, was the leader of Mandalore, right? Jango Fett, Boba Fett, all of them, they remove their helmet. They don't follow this radical belief system. So what does it mean? What is its purpose? Why is the Armorer or this faction sort of, you know, talking? I don't know. Why are they doing this? What's the whole point? And I think that's going to be our big showdown where we'll learn more about why they do that. We're going to have to put our differences aside and figure out a way to sort of move forward.
Yeah.
So, but you, like it said, the quote was that you navigate your way through the galaxy so that you're never lost. You know how to do that. And so not only is that the way of the Children of the Watch or like the Mandalorian because they are without a home, but in a lot of ways, it's just, navigating other cultures and just, I guess, sort of life in general. Right. Not just the galaxy, but life, knowing how to navigate. And
so you'll never be lost. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he's going back to see a good friend, Greef Karga. He has R5-D4 with him this time, which is really interesting because R5 is the one who has the bad motivator in episode 4.
Okay.
R2-D2, when they're picking the droids out of the line, Owen's he's like, we'll take that red one over there. And Red, you know, he's like, come on, Red. You know, Red comes out there and he has a bad motivator.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, what are you trying to push on us, right? And then C-3PO is like, sir, that one right there, you know, that R2 unit I've worked with for quite some time. He's a good unit, and you know, then they get R2-D2, so crazy. But I just think that's really cool. There is a C-3PO droid that looks a lot like, it's not C-3PO, it's definitely more golden, but it's when Greef Karga shows up, you can see him in the background. You can see that he's like the magistrate, and he's sort of like built this Navarro planet up. He's really built sort of a society there.
So the city we see is that we see a city, like when he says, when he travels with Grogu, and he says, you know, so that you never be lost.
There's... Yeah, I'm like 32 seconds.
Okay, which where city I'm at. Is that? Is that an unknown city?
No, that's I believe that's Navarro.
Okay, Navarro. Yeah,
I think
that's really cool. I really like that shot of the city when he walks into like kind of like the district where the market is.
Right, right. Awesome. I believe, I could be wrong. You guys can fact check me on that. I'm just sort of, I haven't seen it in a while. But yeah, Grief Karga is who he works with. Let's see, the guild agent offered to work with Mandalorian to drive away the Imperials, who took control of Navarro City in exchange for dropping the bounty on the child. So yeah, Jaren then gathers his allies, and that this was in season two. Yeah, all that good stuff. Gotcha. But yeah, that's sort of who he is. That's the city that we're in. So he's going back there to meet new to reestablish a connection with an old ally.
Yeah.
It just looks like that city has become more and more prosperous, and it's going in a good direction. So
we'll see
how that affects everything. But and then back to some more storm. It looks like he's again on his way to Mandalore. When you see all that rain, you see all those clouds and all that stuff that's going on, it feels like he's breaking through the atmosphere of Mandalore to me. That's what that felt like. And he definitely goes back again to the armorer and has another conversation. Or this is something they pulled from a previous season just to help people with context. But he says, I'm going to Mandalore.
Yeah.
So I don't know when he goes back. This is again at 44 seconds to talk to her and says, hey, it's time for me to, return, and this is what I'm doing. And here's Grogu and my foundling, and we're going there. Yeah. We're on a mission. So, but you can see around 47 seconds if you go there. That is, so there's the dialogue that's going over top of it, which says, so that I may be forgiven of my transgressions, right? And you see this city that is destroyed.
Yes. So that's Mandalore.
Yeah, it's Mandalore. Okay. As far as I can tell, that's Mandalore, and that's where they're going back. And then as you click on through there, you'll see R5. You can tell this is sort of them going back. Yeah, he must go back to, or it picks up with him leaving Tatooine there, and he's got R5 or whatever. So, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, a lot of cool places, really, we see in this trailer.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The big one is we're in Coruscant. We go back to Coruscant first time in a long time. Like I guess Andor took us there briefly, but this looks like the Coruscant of old, like the nightlife of Coruscant that we see in the Clone Wars.
And the traffic.
Right, the prequels. And you have someone named Captain Carson Teva who is talking, and he's this X-wing pilot that's been sort of showing up around Mando for seasons 1 and 2. We're gonna do a rewatch. Don't worry, I can tell you're sort of like, oh my gosh, there's so many different names and so much stuff is going on. But he's this guy. You'll see him here around. I think it's around 1 minute in. He says there's something dangerous happening out there, and by the time it becomes big enough, right? It will be too late. So there's something big happening out there by the time. What does he say? And by the time it becomes big enough for you to act,
it will be too late.
It will be too late. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. So just a quick shot of him. He was, I believe, I'm trying to remember his backstory. He's with the New Republic though, and he's definitely he's shown up a few times, and he's been sort of on to Mando. He's been on to him for a while, and he has respect, sort of a somewhat of a respect for him. So I think he might even be trying to recruit him to help out.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe he, there was a rumor that Cara Dune, who was in the last, who was in seasons one and two, and I know people really liked her and she was a fan favorite. I know
the,
some controversy around her, but then in general, she was a really cool character.
Yeah.
And she was supposed, she was the new arm of the New Republic, if you will. She was like a deputy or a sheriff or whatever, a ranger out in the Outer Rim.
Right.
And I think this guy might be trying to recruit Mando to do something as
like
well.
That. Okay.
Yeah. To be a member of the New Republic and to help them, you know, out in the outer reaches of the of the galaxy.
So we're not going to see Kara anymore.
No, I don't think so. I think I do not believe.
I mean, she's not in the trailer.
I don't believe she's she's coming back. So
there
is a scene. So a minute, 5 seconds in here, six seconds. Looks like he's on Mandalore, doesn't it? It looks like he's there, sort of picking through some of the helmets or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. And it's right when he said it's gonna be too late, and then he picks up one of those old helmets.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know, for his, is it too late for his people?
Right. And I think he's, so I think he's talking about it being too late for whether it's the Republic or the people. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But it's definitely a flashback. Those helmets are old. And that's from the time when he goes back to Mandalore, he's going to see old Mandalorian armor, right? Maybe bodies or whatever, things that were like, if the body's decayed inside of the armor, they're just there, right? And the armored figures can still be there. Who knows? So that's going to be really wild. Crazy thing, too, we get a little flashback to Grogu's sort of scene here with the Jedi.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that? It looked pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I was wondering, if is there any characters we, or you, I definitely don't, but that you could recognize?
That you recognize,
or,
yeah. It's so fast.
Yeah. It's like 1-8 or 1-9, you see them.
Yeah. You don't really see, so again, you see him first, and you see the little lightsabers reflected in his eyes. So it's, again, more of what happened during Order 66. Yeah. Oh, I think we're going to get a little bit more of the backstory. I think they're going to tell us more of what happened. But you see these four Jedi. You only see one in the front with long hair.
Yeah.
You can't really, they look like two blue lightsabers and two green lightsabers. So whoever these masters are, we're definitely protecting Grogu, a youngling, and we're trying to get out of the
temple. It looks like the first two are human, and the two in the back might not be.
Yeah, they might not
be.
Yeah,
species?
Yeah, can't really tell actually. Yeah. So, and then there's a new, so something interesting around 110. There's sort of a new ship.
Okay.
That you've got some TIE fighters chasing down, and I don't know, that is that Mando's new ship? Possibly. It looks like he's in, what kind of ship that is.
Yeah.
I know
the next
people,
scene is Mandalorian hang on kid, so it looks like they are being chased.
Right, but I don't know if they're cutting that up with another, or if he's in a new ship there, or what the deal is.
Yeah.
So, just a little chasing. That looks pretty cool. Now you get to the droids.
Yeah.
You get to all these different droids, and I don't know if he's threatening a droid in there, or what it is. It looks like it's a bar, or a cantina for droids. Where they can come in and sip on some oil and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what that is, maybe?
Yeah, true.
So, really
That's
cool
so
R2
funny.
Units, actually. And I thought That's they did awesome. A good job, because this is a new age of, like, this is the New Republic era.
Right.
And so you want droids to look a little tuned up, right? A little more crisp and, and yeah.
No, they just look awesome.
Yeah, they look cool, don't they? So, reminds me of Star Wars Celebration and just, you know, seeing all these things. It's just really cool. So, okay, moving on from there. Again, you get sort of, we don't know which faction this is, but they're definitely going into some assault.
Oh, that's one of my favorite scenes. Yeah, when they drop out there.
Yeah, they drop out of the ship, right?
Yeah.
So,
so cool.
Thought that looked really, really neat. Where they're at, I can't actually tell. Because the next scene, they're definitely walking in, and you can see stormtroopers' helmets where they've been sort of burned.
Yeah.
There, their armor or whatever has been burned up. I hope they're not dropping on like Navarro or something, but I don't really, I can't exactly tell. If anybody has any thoughts or ideas as to where this is, that would be really, really cool.
That's like 120. Yeah. Like one.
Yeah. 120.
Around 120.
Right. Yeah. So just really neat. Lots of, there's like a Nikto gang, there, which that seems like they're being shot up, and you've got this scene with Babu Frick. So I think the I think that group of Mandalorians is being led by Din Djarin, because it looks like Din Djarin was in that,
mm-hmm.
unless they're chasing him. That could be the other thing, is that they're chasing him around the galaxy to find him because he has the dark saber.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Bo-Katan gave him a chance to get away, reestablish himself. He helped Boba Fett. And so maybe they're actually hunting Mando, which would be crazy. So anyway, then the cave. The cave is really cool. Some, this is the sort of the last scene where Grogu, this monster beast thing, jumps down in front of him and he just force pushes it out of the way. So no problem. Doesn't faint, doesn't pass out, seems to have a better better control of his powers.
And this is the way.
This is the way. Yes. We have spoken. So what do you guys think? You know, I mean, send me a transmission. We can do a kind of a follow-up discussion on this. And maybe I can do like a click-through or a breakdown. Just talk about what we see in the trailer. So
sounds good.
Yeah.
So good. Really.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm loving it. And didn't give away much, which was fine, but it just gets you more hyped for Mando Season 3. So, okay, friends, news coming up here just for the podcast. We have started the Patreon. If you guys want to, when we are doing the, I got the Jedi Council tier there. If anybody wants to join up and wants to support the podcast and hop on with me and do some Jedi Council business and basically, you know, Lottie and I join us on the show. Really, that's what that would be.
Yeah.
And we could talk about Mando. We could talk about the Ahsoka series. There's a lot. There's a lot of Star Wars this year. Yep. And so I'm kind of going crazy with the shorts, trying to drop at least one a day over there. So check those out. And then also trying to drop regular videos over on YouTube. And then we're getting podcasts going. So it's crazy.
Yes.
It's a crazy time.
Please go support Ez on his shorts channel because he's doing so much every day. He sits here. I mean, we literally get up in the morning at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
To.
It's fun.
I'm trying to find the right word to. Out a short every day.
Yeah, to produce.
Yeah.
Yeah. To hammer out.
Yes.
There you go. Hammer out a short. it is fun. It's fun. We're getting after it. Lottie's working on her stuff. I'm working on my stuff. It's just really good. We're still continuing the grind. So we would love for you guys to come support us, hang out on the podcast, and we can go live. We can chat it up on like a Friday or a Saturday. You know what I mean? Like one of those nights. And, you know, get your spatchka, come hang out, and we'll just talk. We'll just literally casually talk. Live stream it or whatever, do a hangout and discuss some of the stuff. And then if we have some good conversation on there, we'll throw it over on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. So check that out. I'll put a link down in the description. There's also merch coming up over there and extra episodes coming up as well. So stay tuned for all of that. The Rebels stuff, we're going to go back. We actually have a plan for this. I'm not actually going to tell anybody the plan until we drop them.
Right. I was going to say.
Yeah. So we have a really, really, really cool plan to catch Lottie up and to like produce some really cool content with it. So
yeah.
We're going to be dropping that for you guys. And then we've got season 1 and season 2 of Mando to squeeze in.
I know. That would be like a long weekend or something.
Sweetie, I need you to drop everything and just focus on Star Wars, okay? Just drop it all. Meditate with me in the Force, okay? It's go time.
Sounds good.
It's absolutely go time. So, hey, thank you to you. So, Bad Batch episode will be coming out on Wednesday morning again. We'll be up early chatting about that.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, who sent in some thoughts. We will do sort of a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys have thoughts, whether it be, you know, basically anytime Tuesday going into Wednesday, send me an email real quick if you guys are listening to this on Tuesday or whenever. Thoughts about season 3 of the trailer, and I'll do like a separate little thing when we do our Bad Batch recap or our Bad Batch episode on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll talk about your guys' thoughts, because I do have like 2 to 3 emails that I want to read on Wednesday. So thanks to everybody who sent those in.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, friends. Hey, thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. And as always, may the Force be with you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.